and kickoff down to the 25-yard line and mishandled, and the Trojans will take over first and 10 from their own 25. It seemed like Crown Point was, I don't want to say in control, but they did a good job moving the football in the first half. But big plays by Chesterton in the name of young Joe Troop have given the Trojans a 14-7 lead as we start the third quarter.
You talk about redeeming yourself from that opening fumble, and we saw Joe Troop fumbling the football. Boy, he did. He has in a big way, an 81-yard touchdown run and a touchdown reception from Katsifaris.
Here come the Trojans running out from the sideline. They'll we'll come straight to the line for the first play of the second half. Going into about a 10 or 15-mile-an-hour wind, it's not really much of a factor, about 45 degrees on a cold, first cold Friday night of the year. Here's a handoff. That's Horvat off left tackle. Breaks the tackle and gets it pushes it out to about the 30-yard line.
Horvat.
Good run by Horvat, the senior tailback.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. That was a good run. Went into a spin, quick reflexes, and able to pick up a short pickup of four.
Trying to get Horvat out of school too soon. He's just a junior. Called him a senior tailback there. Teachers will appreciate he's around for another year. Fakes the handoff to Horvat. Here's Katsifaris keeping it. He's going to break ahead for a first down. Nice job in the option by Katsifaris as Crown Point really paid a lot of attention to Joe Troop, who was the pitch man, and the quarterback kept it for a first down. Start the second half.
And that's something we haven't seen from Chris Katsifaris. So we haven't really seen much in terms of passing. And then from the rushing, we haven't seen many quarterback keepers, but we did that time from the quarterback of Chesterton.
I think the Bulldogs feel blessed when he doesn't pitch it to Troop. They haven't been able to tackle Joe much tonight. Katsifaris again fakes the option half, gives it to Horvat, and he's knocked down. He loses the football. Let's see who has it at the 43-yard line of Chesterton. And it looks like the Trojans got it back.
I don't see any Bulldogs pointing.
Horvat fumbled it, but they're marking it. They made no motion. The refs made no motion there, but looks like Chesterton keeps the ball at the 43-yard line, gain of three.
Yeah, Chesterton does keep the ball that time, and it looks like Michael Crowley, who is the backup quarterback, was in. He was in on that drive,
You're
and he
right.
was able to come up with the football.
Michael Crowley is playing the slot position, a wingback position there. Looks like a double tight end set for Chesterton. Here is Troop in motion. Katsifaris back, lobs it deep down the middle. He's got a man open at the 20. He's got it down inside the 15, inside the 10. That's going to be Avery Beeks for Chesterton. He got behind the Crown Point defense. It's first and goal for the Trojans.
Well, Avery Beeks, we haven't seen much of him tonight, considering that it seems Chesterton has ran a lot of plays, but Beeks, we talk about Joe Troop and what he can do. Well, Beeks, he can run with the football, he can receive the football, and that was his 11th reception of the year.
He went right by the safety, and that had to be something that they were told at halftime, that when they start to run the option, the safety must cheat up for Crown Point, because Beeks was well behind both safeties and made the catch. First and goal for Chesterton early in the third quarter. They already lead 14-7. Here's Horvat off left guard and tackle being dragged down and pushed back, knocked down by Ryan Kelleher, the junior linebacker.
One thing about the signals, they've come in from the sidelines, and we have seen the Trojans on offense, they've been looking toward one of their coaches. Typically, you'll have somebody hold up cue cards on the sideline. Kind of somewhat time-consuming.
John Horvat, the 5'11", 170-pound junior, gets the handoff again on the option, is hit at the line, pushes it forward to about the 5-yard line, so it'll be third and goal. Yeah, what they do, Frank, it appears, is they come to the line, and then they look to the sidelines, and the coaches look at the Crown Point defensive front, and they call the play.
And they do an excellent job of doing that.
Because as we're talking, the 11 Trojan players are standing at the line of scrimmage looking toward the sideline.
They are not moving. They are just staying there, and they got what they want as they come to the line of scrimmage, Mark.
Third and goal from the 5. Here's a big play. If Crown Point's going to stay close in this one. Drop back by Horvat, going to lob it up, pushing off his Holba, and he's caught it. They may call offensive pass interference, but right now it's a touchdown for Holba, the sophomore wide receiver.
Well, you had Billy Burthardt that time covering Matt Holba, and there was contact in the near right corner. It's going to be a touchdown
back
for that, but it's coming back.
Yeah. A good read by Horvat. I'm sorry, the quarterback Katsifaris, because he had Holba, who's 6'6", on Billy Bernhardt, and Billy's 5'7" on, or 5'8" on a good day, right? He's 5'8". He's not 5'8", but he's listed at 5'8". And so you've got what 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 inches there. So they threw it up to Holba, but I think Holba put both hands on Bernhardt's shoulders and then reached up and made the catch.
Yeah, it's a mismatch with 6'6", 195 pounds against 5'8", 150 pounds, both for sophomores.
Holba will get better at that, and he'll score a lot of touchdowns that way. But that time he pushed off. So it's third and goal again. They throw it up. Ball players, everybody knocked down in the end zone that time. Is that they tried to go back to Avery Beeks again.
Yeah, Beeks that time met in double coverage. It looked like you had Bernhardt on the coverage that time. Also for Crown Point, it looked like Troy Grady, number 20, one of the outside linebackers, was there. And it looked also like Beeks slipped, too, in the end zone.
Is that fourth down?
That's fourth down.
I thought that was a third down play.
It was third over. Well, they showed fourth.
That is fourth down.
I'm sorry, folks, the scoreboard indicated third down. I thought that was a third down play. But both sides seem to agree that it was fourth down. Well, a big break for Crown Point as they shut down Chesterton after the Trojans had a first and 10 inside the 10-yard line. Bulldogs will start their first possession from the 20-yard line. Jake Jadis hand off to Peterson off right guard, breaks a couple tackles, and gets out to the 23. I'm a little surprised. Them. They know their kicker better than I do. I saw their kicker warming up, and I thought he was good from about 35, 40 yards out, but they chose not to try him there.
Well, this is no question about it, a break for the Bulldogs, and they got to capitalize here, too, because they got very lucky that Chesterton wasn't able to at least come out with 3 points and thus make it a two-possession game.
Well, the pass interference call was crucial. And
yeah.
Good thing we didn't have replacement refs. Second and ten from the second and seven from the 23. Here's a fake to Peterson. No, it is a give to Peterson, and he pushes ahead for maybe 3 yards to the 26. And I did not know whether Tristan Peterson would play. He's missed 3 games with I'm guessing a disciplinary issue, although we were not told. But Chesterton seemed to be well aware that Peterson was going to play because they've defensed him pretty well tonight.
Well, even in Peterson's absence, you had Tyler Smith. And Mark, we saw Tyler Smith with a big game last week. He has done a terrific job at Valparaiso and LaPorte, really filling in the shoes of Tristan Peterson, just keeping his seat warm till he came back.
Four wide receivers, Braxton Rice and Zach Plazek to the left. Still Peterson in the backfield. Jake Jadis rolls out this time. He's got some time. Stands and throws complete. Oh, good shot. Downing almost caught it, but it's incomplete as he was hit hard by Julian Rowdy, the senior outside linebacker for the Trojans.
Yeah, you mentioned Julian Rowdy had 25 tackles with 2 sacks coming into this one. And it's going to be, well, something that the Bulldogs weren't going to see offensively, 3 and out.
That's a decision that Jake Jadis might like to have over again, because even if that play is complete, that's not going to be enough for a first down. Fourth down and 5. The Bulldogs will punt with Zach Plesak. Joe Troop, very, very dangerous, as he's already proven it. He's at the 45-yard line. Plesak angles it toward the sidelines and, frankly, just kicks it right out of bounds, which is a good move. They're going to give up some yardage there. The Trojans will start in Crown Point territory. Let's see. They're going to mark that at about the 44, 45-yard line.
And where are the officials spotting this ball? That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Wow, they marked that at the 37? That ball didn't go out at the 37, did it?
I have no... To be honest, it didn't look like it went out at the 37. I do have to agree with you there, Mark, but it's what the officials are saying, so they must have had a better vantage point than I did up here.
An 11-yard punt. I thought he got a bad spot there, but either way, Trojans will start from the 37 of Crown Point. Here's the quarterback, Katsifaros. Horvat up the middle. Katsifaros keeps it, and he breaks clear down to the 30 to the 25-yard line. Very deceptive on the option by Kurtz Katsifaros, the senior quarterback for Chesterton, picks up 12.
And he saw Connor Andres in his sight, and once he saw him, he realized he had the first down marker. That was smart on the part of Chris Katsifaros, just stepping out of bounds as he saw Andres.
Katsifaros is playing with a big bandage on his left hand. Story is he's played with that for 2 or 3 weeks. I thought it affected him on the first play of the game, but it hasn't affected him since. Here's Horvat off left guard and tackle. He's got 4 or 5. They're going to mark that at the 20 of Crown Point, and the Trojans threatening again. And since Joe Troop wrote those 2 big plays late in the first quarter and early in the second quarter, the tide of the game has definitely turned. 3 wide receivers and 1 back set. Here's Troop in motion. Horvat pitches out to Troop. 25-20 to the 15. Joe Troop knocked out of bounds at the 13-yard line, and it's going to be another Chesterton first down. That's a very, very tough play to stop. Troop was in motion on a lot of plays, but that time he took the pitch. And Joe's a lot bigger than he looks, and he looks big.
Well,
Troop is 6 foot two and 195 pounds.
He can catch the football. I mean, actually coming into this game too, he has had 299 receiving yards. He is one of the leaders in terms of receiving yards.
I'm sure if he plays football in college, it'd probably be a wide receiver or a slot receiver with that build. Here's Katsifaros, the quarterback, going to keep it. And he's piled on it about the 11-yard line, a pickup of about two. One of the tacklers in there, it looks like that was Rory Packard, the junior linebacker. And another key defensive situation for Crown Point. They've got to come up with a stop.
And they look to the sideline. Well, a stop, you don't come up with a stop, it's three possessions.
Second down and eight at the 11-yard line. Here's Katsifaros pitching. Now pitching left to Horvat, going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage and stopped for no gain. Some hesitation there as Katsifaros, the right-handed quarterback, ran the option to his left and seemed to almost bobble the ball a little bit. They may have lost the yard.
I think they're going to rule, and the ball's going to be ruled down at the 11-yard line, which will bring up third down and eight. So it may have lost about a yard on the previous play.
The Trojans either don't have a kicker or don't have a lot of faith in them. It's third down and eight. And last time it was fourth down, they chose not to kick it. So let's see how crucial this play is. Meeks in motion. Fake pitches. Katsifaros rolling. Got a lot of room. Fires to Horvat. He dropped the ball at the five. Oh, he dropped a touchdown. John Horvat had the ball at the five. There were no Bulldogs there, but he dropped the ball.
And John Horvat, putting both of his hands toward his face mask in utter disgust, realizing I should have had that one, because if he had did, it would have been six, and that would have been a big vantage point for his team.
There was a Bulldog maybe at the goal line and a couple in the end zone, but he would have been inside. He would have scored. Let's just be honest. He would have scored on that. Here's the Chesterton place kicker. He's going to get it a chance. That's Nate Needham. He's a freshman. He's going to try a 28-yard field goal. Snap is down. Nate hits it. Oh, it looked like he pulled it. It hit the cross. It hit the goal post, and it's no good.
And the cheers come alive from the Crown Point sideline on the miss by Nate Needham, the 5'10", 140-pound kicker. He's only a freshman, and he just boinked it off the left upright, and so close yet so far. Still a one-possession game with Chesterton at the lead.
That's hard to do, Frank. I mean, you can hit the crossbar, but to hit the goalpost and have it bounce back is difficult. It takes skill. Young boy's got talent. Crown Point, he may not recognize that talent right now. Crown Point will take over at the 20-yard line, and Crown Point's really dodged a bullet here because Chesterton should have scored here in the third quarter, and they have not. Jadis back to pass, throws it over the head of Plesic at the 25. Looked like Plesic had a little bit of a step on Julian Rowdy, the linebacker, but the pass was high. Second down and 10 for Crown Point, and they must move the ball here because Chesterton has had two chances to take a double-digit lead and has not been able to score. Again, a cold night in the mid-40s. I'd have to say it really hasn't affected the game much. Crown Point with a record of 5-2, two losses in the conference. Chesterton 6-1, one loss in the Dunlin. The eighth week of the season, it's a crucial game. Here's a pass that's tipped by the defensive lineman for Chesterton. At that time, it looked like it was Eric Medry.
It was deflected at the line of scrimmage, and Crown Point, they got to find a way to get the first down here on 3rd and 10. You don't want to pin them up, potentially, within your own end.
Really, that should never happen to Jake. Jadis is 6'5", and had the pass tipped at the line.
Four passes for Jake Jadis tonight have fallen incomplete, including the previous one tipped at the line of scrimmage, Mark.
Third down, 10, 5:32 to go in the third quarter. The Bulldogs trail Chesterton 14-7. They need a big play here. Jadis drops back. Screen pass to Peterson. He's just dragged down from behind. The Trojans read it pretty well. Looked like Rodri was there. Also, might have been Riley Harlow made the tackle. Gain of just a little, maybe three, and the Crown Point Bulldogs will punt.
Well, there's no question about it. The Bulldogs were hoping on the screen pass to utilize Tristan Peterson's speed to their advantage, but There wasn't anything out of that play except 1 yard.
And all of a sudden, the Chesterton defense, which got stung a little bit last week, although Lake Central, I think, scored it one time on defense in a 35-12 win. And Crown Point had some good plays offensively in the first half, but defensively now, Chesterton has turned it up. Here's the punt. Joe Troop at his own 43 to the 45-50, steps toward the visitor's sidelines, and he's inside the 45 of Crown Point. They're going to mark it at about the 42. A nice return for the senior, Joe Troop. First and 10 again. Another threat coming up for Chesterton here.
And I said that it could potentially pin them in Crown Point territory. Indeed, it has, with 4:43 remaining here in quarter number three. And Chesterton, listen, you got to just be curious of what they've been thinking the past week, because they won six straight to start the season. This was their first and only loss to this point. You know, that's got to be devastating. A week of celebrating a win this week, not the case.
Well, Frank, I know you know that the Trojans lost their last three games last year at Lake Central, Chester, at Lake Central, Crown Point, and Merivale. Tough end of the schedule for them every year. Here's the handoff. Looks like Horvat breaking tackles and now dragged down at the 40. Let's see if that was. So, yeah, that was John Horvat. They're going to give him 5 yards on that. They marked Joe Troop out at the 45. So that's a gain of five on first down. And Chesterton threatening again. No huddle. They're up to the line. Double wing formation this time. Hand off to Horvat again. And he's got two, three more.
He's short of the first down by about a yard.
Ryan Kelleher made the tackle at the 36 of Crown Point.
Two plays in this drive. And they like to use at times that pistol look with Katsifaris as well as Horvat in the backfield.
Third down and one. Double slot, this time Joe Troop in motion, and he comes back, takes a stance in an I formation, now goes back to the slot, and all the Chesterton boys look to the sideline to get the play call. Motion is Meeks, there's a handoff to Horvat, got a first down, 35, now to the 30, inside the 30. There's the Trojans moving the ball on the ground, and it's John Horvat, the junior fullback. Pickup of maybe 8, maybe 9. First and 10 for Chesterton at the 27 of Crown Point.
Well, Chesterton's going back to what seemed to be their strategy in the first half, and we saw a lot of John Horvat, the fullback. Also, Joe Troop, we know about what he's been able to do tonight, but once again, it's a pistol look, and they seem to going with it again.
It's Horvat off right tackle, down inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line, and it didn't look like he got a lot, but in effect, he got about five there. Each of these little dive plays, it's like a triple option. And Horvat's playing the fullback, even though he's only about, 175 pounds? He's playing the fullback. And with the threat of Troop, the sprinter on the outside, he's getting some room. Horvat's getting some room to run. First and five from the 22 of Crown Point. Chesterton leads 14-7. Here's a keeper by Katsifaris outside of the 20. Run to the visitor sidelines, 15-10, and knocked out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal for Chesterton.
And that was the fifth play of this drive, and a beautiful play for the Chesterton offense as they were able to fake the handoff to Horvat. And as a result, it seemed that the entire Crown Point defense fought at first. He had the ball. A hole was able to open up on the left side for the quarterback, Katsifaris. First down, a successful drive.
Favorable spot for Crown Point. I thought he was inside the 10. They're going to mark it at the 10. Crown Point calls a timeout. As I think your defense is tired timeout, because Chesterton has held the ball the entire, most of the third quarter. Crown Point does not have a first down here in the third period. Chesterton's moved. They've gained over 100 yards in the quarter, but they have not scored. And now it'll be first and goal from the 10-yard line. Of course, last year, Crown Point won this game on their way to the sectional championship. Crown Point's beaten Chesterton the last 2 years. Now, a couple of years ago, the Trojans beat the Bulldogs twice. That was the year that Crown Point was 3-7. And I want to say that was the last year they played at Chesterton in the mud. Chesterton's old field was just a muddy. That was the game Crown Point didn't get a first down in it.
They recently went to field turf not too long ago.
Yeah, they did a couple years ago. First and goal from Chesterton from the 10. Here's the fake motion by Troop. And now Katsifaris, the quarterback, turns and looks toward the sidelines for an audible. Hands off to Horvat off right guard. Knocked down. He'll gain only about 2 yards at the 8. I don't know if Katsaparis is looking for an audible or if he comes to the line with no play call at all. Because the man goes in motion. Most of the time it's Joe Troop.
And we've seen Troop. You're right.
And then they come to a stop and look to the sidelines. And my question would be, do they have a play that they're changing? Or is that motion just fake? Here's Troop in motion. See, and he comes and stands.
He comes in the backfield, deep in the backfield.
And then he stands and stops, and then they look at the sidelines. But do they have a play before that? Or they just look like there's 2 men in motion there. Horvat running around left end of the 5. He's going to turn into the end zone for a touchdown. It looked like Troop was not quite set, but Horvat running from the right slot swept left end and scores an 8-yard touchdown run. It's Chesterton 20 and Crown Point 7 with 2:13 to go in the third quarter.
Well, once again, the rushing attack paying huge dividends, a 6-play drive spanning 2 minutes and 30 minutes.
And just too many chances.
Too many chances, too.
Crown Point giving Chesterton 3 drives that started in Crown Point territory. Here's the extra point. The kicker, Nate Needham, pops it up. Not the strongest kick, but it threw the uprights this time for Needham. And it's Chesterton 21, Crown Point 7, with 2:13 to go in the third quarter. 21-7 on USA365.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Woodworth for Internet Radio USA-365.com. This marks our 9th year providing live play-by-play coverage of Crown Point High School football, and we know we have lots of listeners tuning in across the region, around the state of Indiana and beyond. Your emails and letters are a great source of encouragement to us. In fact, Mark Smith, Frank Sprankle, and I invite you to email us with any comments or feedback you may have on our coverage, or perhaps you'd like to simply wish the Bulldogs good luck for the remainder of the season. Let us know who you are and where you're located, and we'll be happy to pass along your greetings in a future Internet radio broadcast. You can email us at usa365@ameritech.net. That's usa365@ameritech, ameritech.net.
We are back at Crown Point. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Chesterton leads Crown Point 21-7 after a TD run by John Horvat of 8 yards. Here's the kickoff. Looks like Tristan Peterson at the 10. 15, 20, going to run straight ahead, cut to the sidelines. Going to be dragged down. Well, breaks a tackle. Peterson's still going. He's in trouble. He's still going. That's Tyler Smith. He's still up to the 25, trying to drag Kekos to the 30-yard line. He must have run 75 yards.
It felt like it.
To get out to the 30-yard line.
That's what was on my mind. Tyler Smith just angling left, angling right, changing his direction constantly. He definitely picked up a lot of yardage, even though it won't be indicated here. Quickly, Mark, quick recap on that scoring drive. It was a 6-play drive spanning 2 minutes and 30 seconds. A 10-yard run by John Horvath with the point after good. That's why it's 21-7 Chesterton at the moment.
That was Tyler Smith back running back kicks, and I don't believe he's been back all night because it was Peterson and Plezak earlier. I'm wondering if Tyler Smith's a little bit banged up, a little bit injured, because he was not running back kickoffs earlier in the game. First and 10 for Crown Point from the 30. Got to move the ball now, trailing by 14. Jake Jadis rolls right under pressure, breaks a tackle. Going to keep it himself. 25-30, run into the home sidelines. Good cut. 35, knocked down at the 37-yard line. A real athletic run for the junior quarterback, Jake Jadis.
Well, we got to see aggressiveness from the Crown Point offense here to get back into this one. They are down by 2 touchdowns. You got to come up with some points here on this drive. Try to get it to a one-possession game. Probably the touchdown. Obviously, a touchdown is the ultimate, and the touchdown is probably what you need right now.
So they pick up 8 on first down. No hurry-up offense. We're still in the third quarter, but that's going to have to come soon. 1:20 to go in the third period. The Bulldogs trail 21-7. There's Tyler Downing in motion. Hand off to Peterson, squeaks ahead, picks up maybe 3, and gets the first down to the 41-yard line. 21-7, 3 unanswered touchdowns by Chesterton since an opening score by Crown Point. Bulldogs come in with 3 wins in a row. Chesterton had a 6-game winning streak broken last week at Lake Central. And if they're going to have any chance of winning the Doolin Conference Championship, Chesterton has to win tonight's game, and they're playing like it. First and 10 for Crown Point from the 41. Jadis drops back, a three-man rush. He's got a lot of time. Still standing, lobs it. That looks like Zach Plesac, 45-50, and Zach is into Chesterton territory to the 48.
And he is going to be inches away from the first down. How close was that? Zach Plesac, actually, they're giving him the first down initially. Initially, they didn't, but they're going to move the ball to the 48, as you mentioned, Mark, and that's a first down for the Bulldogs.
Give him a pickup of about 11 on the play. And the Chesterton's not going to be able to rush three players and let Jada stand back there. That's too easy. Double slot to the right. Tyler Downing and Plesac. It looks like Braxton Rice is in the game. Also Tyler Smith. Four receivers for the Bulldogs. First and 10 from the Chesterton 48. Crown Point trails by 14. Here's a blitz by Chesterton. Quick pop over the middle. Complete to Downing. 40, 35. Tyler Downing breaks the tackle and drags tacklers to the 28 of Chesterton.
And Tyler Downing was able to get away from Julian Rowdry that time. The linebacker, the senior linebacker, 5'9", 205 pounds, breaking a tackle. And he doesn't break that tackle. That is not a first down.
And I talked about how they had the Trojans couldn't let Crown Point stand back there. That time they blitzed. They seemed like they brought six or seven players, and they left a man uncovered. Although, like you say, Frank, that should have been about a 9 or 10-yard play, and he broke it and made almost 20 yards on that. This time again, four wide receivers for Crown Point, two in the slot and two split wide. Tristan Peterson, the leading rusher in the backfield for Jake Jadis, the junior quarterback. Jadis drops back again, a three-man rush, and again he has time. Pump fakes, trying to roll right, breaks loose. Jadis to the 30, still looks up, throws a little shorty pass to about the 26, 24-yard line. The Chesterton bench says it's incomplete. And let's see what the referee says.
Well, you had Trevin
I think it's Coach Snyder on his knees down there saying that was incomplete.
Well, you had Trevin Walker that time, the defensive end for Chesterton, almost sacking Jadis. Adam Polkinghorn there with the stop.
They're going to give it a completion. Well, the Chesterton bench really thought that was an incomplete pass. And we can't see it from here. I think it was Braxton Rice who caught it. I'm not sure. We'll discuss it. We'll take a minute to discuss it since this is the end of the third quarter. After three quarters, Chesterton leads Crown Point 21-7 on USA365.com.
The high school football season is already underway, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest audio archives and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services of Crown Point, Indiana.